Well, there is an event in Kiski this morning that we wanted to let you know about. It's rather remarkable. There are students from many different countries all assembled as part of an effort of CISV, which is a global organization that creates opportunities for people of all ages to experience cultural diversity through educational programs. And Laura Kelly, who is a rising 10th grader at Pittsburgh Obama, is here. Hi, how are you today, Laura?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks. Can you sort of set the stage and tell us what exactly is happening right now?
So basically, we are up at the Kiski, and we have kids from almost 10 different countries, and then we have leaders and different staff from more, and they're here at Open Day to kind of present their culture to everyone locally who kind of wants to come out and see what's going on.
That's pretty amazing, and you helped to organize this day, right?
Yes, me and my mom did. I'm actually a part of our local board for Pittsburgh JB at CISV.
Now, and JB is the junior branch of CISV. What countries are represented there today?
Off the top of my head, we have some from Indonesia, Brazil, Italy, if I remember correctly, and there's a lot more, but I just can't remember all of them.
Well, that's okay. What's led up to this day? Have there been, this is sort of the culminating event, right, of activities that have been going on throughout the past few months?
So basically, up to this point in the camps, I've just been doing activities that are teaching different CISV principles, like conflict resolution, human rights, and different things to just teach the kids about coming together despite where they're all from. And so this is where they get the opportunity to kind of just show off what they've learned, what they've done, and where they're from to anyone in our local chapter who wants to come out and see what they've been doing.
Have there been some things that have struck you in terms of some of the differences in culture or some of the questions maybe students have had about American culture?
I actually did my own village about 3 years ago in Italy, and it's always just interesting to see how the first thing that they always mention is if you go to McDonald's every single day to eat and stuff like that. And it's just interesting to see their reaction to, like, the food that we eat here. And there were a lot of questions this year about politics and the government, and so that's always interesting discussions to have.
I can imagine. There must be a lot of impressions just based on pop culture or how things are presented in the media. What got you interested? What got you interested in getting involved with international activities and culture?
When I was about 7 to when I was 11, my dad got transferred to go overseas. And so whenever we got back, one of his colleagues introduced us to organization. And after that, I just joined to get the opportunity to travel. But I've learned so much through CISV, and it's really broadened my perspective about just the world around us and how everyone has similarities, no matter how different or far away we are.
Well, it's great. And I know it's a very busy day for you. I'm glad that you're calling today. I can hear a lot of, it's a good kind of commotion, a lot of activity going on in the background. About how many people are assembled? You mentioned about a dozen countries or so, but do you have multiple representatives from the same country?
The typical delegation from each country is you have one leader who's over 21, and then you have two boys and two girls, and so that's from each of the countries. And then we also have junior counselors and staff and whoever from our chapter is going to come. So we have a lot of people coming in today.
I can imagine. Well, thank you. I'm glad you were able to share a bit of this with us. We've linked to the CISV website from our website at slbradio.org. Is there anything else you would like to say about the activities?
I think that it just teaches things that are really important, especially now, and that everyone should get out and research and just come out and see us and get involved.
Well, great. Thank you very much. Best wishes for the rest of this weekend's activities, and congratulations on your leadership role.
Thank you so much.
That's Laura Kelly, who is a rising 10th grader at Pittsburgh Obama. And right now, she is at Kiske with the Pittsburgh chapter of CISV, which is an organization that helps people of all ages learn more about the world.